Because tomorrow it is the best of the worst, the grind celebrating the holiday season by being off. We got a shooting match tonight.
Now, Martin, do you have to do TV tonight?
I do not have to do TV tonight. I'll be there with bells on.
Really? So we're going to shoot? Are you bringing Kim?
Kim's going to go? Yeah.
Nice. I think tonight might be the night I have her.
You think tonight's the night?
Yep.
She already said last night, how late are we staying? And I said, well, we'll see how it goes.
You're not going to shoot with me?
I don't know if I'm going to shoot.
What time are you going to take
like
the mic
and
kill the staff?
That's that also. You were talking about my favorite moments since the show started. Now, that was off air. That should have been
killed.
Could you put
everybody.
That on air?
He lit everybody. He didn't hit you, though.
No, he should.
I think I muttered like
the camera. He knows where his bread's buttered.
Yes, for Pittsburgh, real quick.
Well, Tim McKernan's a hard worker. He's done a lot for the station. Everybody loves him. It's a shame you guys let him go or something
senior.
Like that. Senior, something like that.
Well, the GM here, Evan Crocker.
Crocky!
Wants me to do it again. I said, you know,
does
I already,
he really?
But I said, I already did that. I already got up and made fun of everybody. I said, I don't really want to do that. Said, come on! And I said, all
it
right,
was great. You made us cry.
I'll just get some Billiken cheerleaders to get up and do a cheer. Let's go! 5, 9. Oh, 590. Let's go. Or I may do a PowerPoint presentation tonight. The best of the
what do you think after like
season.
The fifth beer? Because what happened to you was
he
you
went
got,
to a deep dark place. Yeah,
really, really dark.
I gotta
and then
tell
you took the mic like you were Lenny Bruce or something, and then you threw the mic down when you were done. I will stick around to see that.
I don't know.
But
I don't
you're
know.
Not going to the stag bar with me?
If you probably not. If
who's there? Last year the governor was
me,
hanging
I'm
out with us.
The gut.
Klein did come over there
this year. It's
a lot of
shock.
People were there that I don't think were 590 people.
That's fine.
I don't
just
care.
Come on in with your knit cap on your
knees. Tim McKernan.
I love it. My wife's off tomorrow. I'm off.
Tomorrow, all I'm doing tomorrow is shopping, which will be miserable.
Mine is done.
I am just going to have some booze and sleep until... I went to bed last night when I got back in town. We didn't arrive back in St. Louis until 11:30. I went to bed like at 3, and I slept until 3:30 in the afternoon yesterday. That's 12 and a half hours to you and me, Russ. Audrey.
That's the move.
God, it's unbelievable. I wonder what the hell happened to me.
Cat's falling asleep right now.
What happened?
Hey, you made me tired with your story.
Get on like ham and cheese. Wake up. It's very disconcerting when there's only two of us and it's... What's that? Yeah, Karch, that's great. Great stuff, Martin.
He's addicted
He's
to the
He's typing
internet.
The whole time. Exit poll Thursday, though. Your chance to get involved. And Eazy-E, was that from NWA? Where was Eazy-E from?
Eazy-E's and that's Eric Wright. He's no longer with us. He fathered a lot of children, too.
Poor Eazy-E.
What, did he die of the age?
I think it was. Eazy-E, welcome aboard from the grave.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Eazy-E.
This is the other.
If I may, I would like to wish the three of you a Merry Festivus as we celebrate the joyous occasion of the birth of Santa Claus.
Amen.
Well, God bless
Festivus
you.
Festivus for the rest of
right
us.
Right back at you. All right, let's do the poll, Kat. You ready? Kat, you're not administering today.
Sydney Ponson.
Get
do
a bigger
you
chew
approve?
In your mouth.
You better lay off me or I'm coming over there.
Come on over.
Sydney Ponson, do you approve?
That's a win-win situation at this point. I say yes.
Which would you rather do on Saturday, watch the Rams game or watch Santa drop presents down the porcelain chimney?
Yeah, I'm going with Santa.
Nice.
Gray Quinn's body of work.
Got to be an F.
Carolyn from The Apprentice. You know, she's kind of upgraded her look. Would you?
I've never seen this chick in my life, so I'm going to have to say, yeah, I would.
She looks like Martin with breasts.
No, I was going to tell you, you printed a picture. She looks like a man.
Absolutely, man.
Okay. You think?
She reminds me of Princess Diana a little bit.
Ooh.
A little bit. Don't you see this?
That's it. Let me see.
Kind of a prissy look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why I need to
yeah.
get with her she and kind of
cool.
show her the what's what
she
and the
looks
who's
cool
who.
And tough.
Open presents Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Christmas Eve with my daughter.
Good for you. Thanks for playing, sir.
No problem.
Thank
bye.
See you, E.
Thank you, Eazy-E. Did we forget a question? Joe was screaming. I thought something was wrong.
No? We got him
he's
all.
Still, he still talks behind that glass.
He said you missed a question.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Come on in here, Joe. Play the clown music if you can find it. Paul, you're on 590 The Fan. Paul, go with the camera. Thank you.
Wait, let's get him in here. I want to see which question.
Joe, can I just tell you one of the fundamental rules of radio? When there is
which
a glass,
question was missed?
We can't hear you behind that
thing. You missed Christmas sucks or doesn't suck question.
No, it was Santa down the chimney.
No, you added a sixth question. Does it suck or doesn't it suck?
I did not add a sixth question.
Well, we talked about it.
I don't know if we added it, honestly.
Yeah.
You guys still didn't answer the one about Christmas Eve or Christmas Day opening the presents.
You know I'm a Christmas
tickets,
morning.
Joe,
Christmas
why don't
day.
You go outside Savas Center?
But, Joe, when you yell on the other side
I
of the glass,
that.
I just hear, arr! Arr! It's like a Wookiee. And I'm like, what's going on?
It's like the howling from the kids in your basement. Feed us. It's been 3 days.
Paul, you're on 590 The Fan.
More of an accent, though.
Good morning, gentlemen. First of all, with the Sidney Ponson, I guess now that frees up Marquis to play right field and Ankiel to play left.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Get some bats.
You don't have to take him out of the game to switch positions.
Yeah, the cowpose.
You know, you know the Ankiel story is going to be one of the stories of the spring. Will he make the team? Is this the year?
I sure hope not.
But that's going to be a story. It already is.
That ship has sailed.
I'm sorry. Oh. You guys cannot be more dead on. You're talking about people going nuts over Christmas and ruining it. That's exactly how I feel. I got a wife in the hospital, a sick mother-in-law, and our house is a mess, and we're having Christmas. And I'm sitting there going, cancel Christmas. Let's just go to church and heck with it. And they're like, oh, no. We got to get the presents and the food and the ham and the turkey. I was like, you're in the hospital.
I just realized my mic was off. Has my mic been off the whole segment? I just turned mine on.
Testing, on. 1, 2, 3,
we're
come
okay.
in.
We're
London,
okay.
London.
I just
okay.
looked down, and I had the button off. And nobody seemed to care.
I already screwed up on this time of year.
People make themselves miserable getting ready for Christmas for a full month, and therefore the enjoyment of the holiday is taken away.
That's why I'm all Thanksgiving, man.
I'm on board with Thanksgiving, too. I love Thanksgiving.
I like Earth Day.
Pull a bird out of the oven, watch some football, have some wine or something, you're
bird.
Good.
Yeah,
bird no pressure at all.
I think Paul's answering all the questions on his own.
I don't know. I've lost it. Plus, my heart goes out to you, buddy. You're going through a rough patch here. Sidney Ponson, do you approve?
Yeah, as long as he doesn't get to party with Leonard Little.
So which would you rather do on Saturday? Rams game?
Something about porcelain.
Santa dropping...
Well, I'm not for anyone dropping anything down, anything porcelain, so I guess I'll watch the Rams game, but I'll listen to some music.
You get the same thing, if you know what I mean. Greg Quinn's body of work.
Has he worked yet?
Hold on.
Answer the question!
Well, I'll give him a F-.
Okay. Carolyn from The Apprentice, would you?
Yeah, as long as I got to move on to Trump's wife, Melanoma, or whatever
her
name
she
is.
She is hot. I like her. Yeah. She's only like 35 or something, but she looks older than that to me.
I'd buy anything to get to her, so
yeah,
I'll
like
start
her.
With Carolyn.
Like kind of looks like a cat.
I'd like a shot at that Donald. Open presents Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Well, this year, I'll be lucky if we open them at all, so I'll say any time's a good time.
Well, please answer the question. We're really getting tired of the gray area.
Best of luck to you, sir. Our prayers are with you.
We'll be fine. Hey, January 1st, come along. Get to do it all over again.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
Sounds good.
You forgot to ask the question, too.
What a downer. What a downer.
Yeah, what about the other question? Hey, you know that question sucks. This is suck. What?
Tim, I hate Christmas, too. Sincerely, the devil. Pete and Fenton chiming in. You can email us the Morning Grind.
Did you email yourself? Kat will take your mental emails throughout the show as well. Bruce, you're on 590 The Fan.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's doing, Bruce?
Hi, Bruce. Want to do a little polling?
I want you to listen real close. Konnichiwa to all you guys and a Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. Corey Weber.
All you, be good.
What about Hanukkah?
Hey.
What about Hanukkah?
Be good, Kat.
All right, man.
Bruce, do you begin every sentence with, hey.
Hey, be good.
Hey.
Be good. Be good.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hi, hi, hi.
Oh, nice.
Be good. Hey.
Where's that D at?
We're accepting one alcoholic for another. So I guess it ain't too bad, huh?
One alcoholic.
Remember, our hitting coach was full, but we let him go. And then we get another one.
We got
Boy, Tony is not looking real good, huh?
Bruce, are you gay?
No, sir.
All right.
Anybody ever accused you of that?
One time.
Really? What happened?
You are naked with another man.
I don't play that. How about let me do the poll?
Okay.
Flip that off and we'll...
Try to butch up. Bruce, try to butch up for the poll, please. Because Tim is doing pirouettes over here.
I know he's flinging out his chair. But, hey, Timmy, they missed you when you was gone.
You missed me when I was gone, didn't you, Bruce?
Yeah, me.
Oh, my God.
Bruce, you're gay. Bruce, you're very gay. You're pinning the gay meter, Bruce.
Oh, it's beyond stupid, but I like that.
George Michael walked by Bruce and said, I get really gay.
No.
All right, Bruce, I'm going to do the poll now. I'm going to do it so that you can get on
board
with
Kat, it. I just got a mental email. How dare you call Bruce gay? He sounds very masculine to me. Signed, Liberace.
Okay, Bruce, time for the poll. Sidney Ponson, do you approve?
Is this Bruce in sandals?
No shoes on.
It's hot.
Hey.
Bruce.
Hey.
Bruce, do you approve of Ponzone?
Yeah, absolutely.
Which would you rather do on Saturday, watch the Rams game or watch Santa drop presents down the porcelain chimney?
That's not good. I'd rather watch the Rams.
All right. Okay. Great Quinn's body of work. And when I say Quinn's body, don't get all in a lather.
It's not good.
Grade it.
A, B, C, D, F.
Bruce just says everything is not good.
Do they have a thing beyond F?
Beyond F? Give him a G. Okay.
This one's pretty obvious to me, for you anyway. Carolyn from The Apprentice, would you?
Yummy.
Is that yummy or yeah me?
Yummy.
Hey.
Joey, can you clip that off so I can be spooked later?
Open presents Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Christmas Eve.
Ever slept with a man?
No.
Liar.
Scarier. Scarier.
No.
Scarier. The honey badger or him going, yeah, me.
No. The honey badger is the best thing out there. You better watch out for the honey badger.
My God. Aren't you the guy that waves that baton around Central West?
No, sir.
Bruce, you're drunk and you're gay.
I'll get over it.
We love you, Bruce.
All right. Hey,
don't be a stranger.
Take care. I love that guy. Yeah, me.
Oh, look, Tupac's on hold.
Yeah, me.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah, we had Eazy-E. We got Tupac. Oh, Biggie Smalls is on line 4.
I gotta wash up.
Yeah, I do feel unwashed.
Honestly, yeah, it feels like I'm sitting in a bus station.
I feel bad for that guy. If you really, if you're
David
that
Carvey.
Gay, you might as well just be screwing around with guys at this point.
He's Dana Carvey. He's the effeminate male.
Lyle, the effeminate heterosexual.
Everybody, come on over to the house. Yummy. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Timmy, we missed you.
Hey.
Did you really, Bruce? Yeah,
hey.
Me.
Hey, Will, stop yelling in the background.
Woo. Tupac's on hold.
How do you follow that up?
Yeah, you followed up with Tupac calling in.
Exit poll Thursday. Don't be confused, as most of you probably are. It is the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan.